I just made that up. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for being in here. I need you to be quiet. Hello. Come on, folks. If you need to talk, you can. Just leave the room, please. Let's be polite. We are a great affiliate, and we're very respectful of each other. Let's show that. I still hear talking. Make sure your phones are muted. Make sure you keep as quiet as possible. If you need to talk, please leave the room. I am honored and privileged to present a good friend of mine who came to convention several years ago already, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and has been with us most every time since, through pandemic and everything. Matt Volbrecht is a unique individual. Did you know that, Matt?
I've heard that.
I love him dearly because of the effort he puts in to teaching people for free. His goal is to help you become better on your smart devices, especially iPhones and iPads and things like that. He has a world of knowledge in his mind, and he shares it freely. And that's the goal of all of us. Whatever we have, we share. And it's my privilege and honor to present to you Matt Volbrecht from TTJ, and you're going to be wowed for the next hour and a half. Matt, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You too. Thank you. Thank you. All right. What an honor. What an honor. And what an introduction. I'll tell you, I don't know, after the boxing music there, I don't know what you might be expecting now. But anyway, I say thank you to Janie. Thank you to Linda. Just to the entire NFB of New Jersey, the best NFB in the country. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't even live in this state. I don't want to disparage anybody, so I won't tell you what state. Some of you already know what state I live in. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, okay? Nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know, people say, you're going to go to your own convention? I said, no, I've already got an obligation to be here at NFB of New Jersey, so that's where we're going to be. And that's very excited to be here today. And it's Veterans Day. If any of you have served in any way, I just want to thank you. I want to tell you that I pray God's blessing upon you and thank you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. We honor our veterans. We honor anybody who serves. And really, if we're part of a convention like this, if we're part of an organization like this, we do serve. And we have servants' hearts, and that's what we want to do. And that's what I'd like to do today. And I've been given the honor of having 90 minutes to share with you. And it's going to be packed, filled with experiences and demonstrations. I have been I started TTJ Tech Services back in 2015. In 2018, I became a certified Apple teacher. I don't work for Apple. I don't. They don't know me from anybody else. But Apple teacher just means that I've completed the requirements. I've taken the tests to indicate that supposedly I have a decent knowledge of what I'm doing with Apple products. Okay, and basically, I have access to all of their resources now that they provide, the way that they want things to be taught, and lots of projects and lots of guidance every step of the way. So that's a lot of fun. And what we decided to do back in 2018 was to start offering these free classes that Janie talked so kindly about, where we teach people how to use their Apple products, how to use VoiceOver on their iPhones, their iPads, and other devices. And we have continued offering those each year. I truly believe, and I think I can say this without getting in trouble, okay? I can say it. You don't have to agree with me, but I think I can tell you that I truly believe it's a calling from God. And that is the inspiration that's led us to do this. And it says, freely you have received, freely give. And we are so blessed, and we want to be a blessing to others. And so we do have paid training services as well. Of course, you know, one-on-one training, you can pay for different plans and everything. But we have offered also every single year for the past 6 or 7 years now, we've offered free classes to anybody. And lots of people from this room are already taking these classes, and we got people from around the country and even around the world taking these classes. And the thing that it shows to me is just how empowering these Apple products really are. I always like to say it this way, that Apple products completely change and revolutionize the way we work, play, communicate, express ourselves, all of these things. We are empowered. They are life-changing products. And they have created a new level of independence. And how true that is. We all want to be able to do things independently. It was a gentleman whose name you might know. Some of you may know the name David Dinoteris. Yep, you know Dave. Dave was a good friend, of course, of Joe Ruffalo. How much we miss Joe. I'll tell you what a great guy. How much we miss Joe. Never could get him to use an iPhone, by the way. And I'd say to him, Joe, when are you going to do it? He'd come to me, you know, in the most kind way possible. And he said, Matt, what do you think of this phone designed for the blind? I said, Joe, why do they need that? They've got the iPhone, you know, but that's okay. That was Joe. But we certainly miss Joe. But Dave knew Joe very well. And Dave said it this way. He said, nothing is more fun than finding out that you can do something independently that you never thought you could do before. And these Apple products, they make that possible. So what I'd like to do for about the next hour, and then we'll take some questions if we can. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take you through a typical day in my life, some of the things that I do. I'm not going to be doing step by step, this is how you do this. Now reach to the upper right corner and tap on this icon and then double tap. Now swipe three times to the right. I'm not going to do that today. If you're taking our voiceover class this year, you know we've changed things up. We use our Monday classes to do those step by step instructions, but then we use Wednesdays for what we call experience labs because I really believe that God spoke to me this year and he said, basically, you can teach people how to do things step by step. They'll never remember all of it. There's too much. You can't remember 2,000 steps for all kinds of different things. But the experience of hearing it being done and the confidence to be willing to try it yourself is what will really make the difference. So I'm going to walk you through some things that I typically do every day and let you hear how easy it is for me to do these things. Now, I'm just adjusting here a little bit. There we go. That's better. I've got a couple devices here, my iPhone, my iPad. I use an iPad for just about everything that I do, and I've got that ready to go. I've got my iPhone here, and I told you we'd start out with a sort of an experience of a typical day and what that might be like. So one of the first things we're going to talk throughout today's presentation several times about the smart home. We're going to actually talk about smart home devices several times because they're so powerful and they're so meaningful today. And right away in the morning, that might be something that I would inquire about. Now, I don't know with our connection here, maybe bear with me. You know, we'll do the best we can, but hopefully our personal assistant, whose name I won't say because I'll set off everybody's devices, hopefully she will respond properly. There's good internet and we should be good to go. So I might ask something like this after my family goes to work and school. I might ask her, is the front door locked?
The front door is locked.
And is the garage door closed? Is the garage door closed?
The main garage door is closed.
Now, this is entirely made possible on any Apple device that I have. I'm using that was done on my iPhone so I could hold it up nice and close to the microphone there. But we have the iPad here. I could have done that on the iPad at home. I could have done it on the Apple TV or even the HomePod. So I wouldn't have to touch a thing. I just summon her with her name as the wake word. And it's done entirely on the HomePod then, and it's made possible because of some smart home accessories that we have in our home, and I will talk to you a little bit later about what some of those are. Another thing that I might ask her to do right away in the morning is make the coffee. I'm not going to ask her to do that right now because we're not home and I don't have coffee in the machine, but I could tell her, make my coffee, and that's something that she would actually honor that request. Now, As the day progresses, one of the things that typically happens first in the morning is perhaps I drink that coffee, and perhaps while I'm drinking that coffee, I'm still relaxing a little bit. So I'm either reading the news or I'm watching a what I like to call a morning show, maybe a cooking show or a home and garden type of show. So let's show you a little bit about what that might be like. I could ask her. Sometimes I'll just say, play the news, and that'll give me a 2 or 3 minute briefing of all the headlines, and that's fine. But I'll just show you a little bit here. We will go into the actual Apple News app.
Pop Health Podcast TV App Store.
So you can hear that, I think.
Book News. Dub News. Today feed, The Washington Post. Fighting rages around Gaza's hospitals.
And of course, anything we hear is probably going to be depressing, and we don't want to get too political or too divisive here, so I'm not going to get into any of these articles, but just to show you that they're there.
In Gaza, Israeli women's groups blink and bring shift in Politico. How Mitch McConnell helped engineer Joe Manchin's exit 8 minutes ago.
And we even hear
available a smiling person wearing glasses and a suit in front of a yellow background.
That's the iPhone's image description, part of the voiceover recognition suite of features that will describe images and will read text in images for you. Let's see if I can get it to do another one.
South Florida Sun Sentinel, judge denies Trump's bid to delay classified documents trial 8 minutes ago. Actions available, a group of white boxes with orange text on a black and brown surface, SECRETISCI.
So it's really amazing how powerful that is. So I could, you know, spend a few minutes reading the news while drinking my coffee, or perhaps instead I would like something a little more lighthearted, and I'd like a TV show. So we just find the TV app. Now, normally I would do this on the Apple TV. Not that it matters to me whether it's on the big screen or not, but it's, you know, the best sound system in the house too, because I've got two HomePods there. So I would use the Apple remote, but I'll just use my phone here.
Wallet, home, health. Podcast.
Okay, you can still hear that, and we'll just go ahead into the
TV.
Now we'll
tab bar selected home tab 1 of 5.
And what's really nice is that in this app there is a section called Up Next, and it's going to make all of the shows I've watched recently available to me right away.
Page 1 of Up Next. E83. Infinity Stream button.
All right, and you got a lot of information there about that. That's a game show called America Says. Told us the episode and the season number, and it even told me it was going to use the Xfinity Stream app to play that if I chose that right now. Well, it's morning, and I'm still drinking my coffee. I'm not ready for a game show yet. I want something a little different, so let's keep.
The King of Queens, The Nanny, Full House.
You can tell we like sitcoms.
Everybody Loves Raymond, George Lopez, Guy's Grocery Games.
Now, we could use Guy's Grocery Games, or
Reba, America's Funniest Home Video, Girl Meets Farm, Island Life.
Island Life, any of these sort of home or cooking shows that, you know, and we could just start playing one immediately. Now, I'm not going to do that because I know we're being recorded and we don't want to get in trouble for violating any copyrights here. But we could just start playing that. I just tap on any one of those and it would immediately start playing because I'm subscribed to those different services. I have those different apps. Now, when that time is done, I've finished my breakfast or coffee or whatever, finished the show, it's probably time to get to work if it's a weekday. And the family is at school and work. And so typically now I start getting to work right away as well. And of course, one of the first things that means doing is checking my messages and my email to make sure that I don't have anything that I need to respond to urgently. And I would do this on my iPad, but I think probably I'll keep using the iPhone simply because I can hold it right up against the microphone there, and it just makes more sense to do that. So we will just double check whether we have any
doc messages. Double tap to open.
All right, so I don't have any badges there. I don't have any unread messages. Let's check my mail. I get a ton of mail every day.
Mail, 1,057 unread.
Case in point. So we'll open that up. And, of course, I'm not going to take this presentation time to go through 1,000 messages. But you get the idea. I could easily find something there that, you know, that might need my attention. And here's a message. Here's a message. Let's open this one. And this is from my dad asking whether an email that he got was a scam or not, what I thought about it.
Message content. Doctor, Ed Albrecht.
All right. So that's from him. That's his signature there. So we can go down here and
toolbar, compose, more actions, button, Ed Albrecht, Matt, close, reply, reply all.
I'm going to say reply all so that I make sure that I am getting the message back as well. And I actually use direct touch typing. Anytime you hear the word direct touch with VoiceOver, what does that mean? It means that it's acting as though VoiceOver's not even turned on. You'll hear the speech, but it changes the way you interact directly with the app. You don't have to double tap. And that's great when you've got the keyboard layout memorized pretty well, because you can save a lot of time. Now, you may make a mistake or two, but autocorrect will typically fix them. So I like to type right on the screen of my iPad with direct touch typing. If I have to compose a really long message or document, I've got a keyboard here. I have the Apple Magic Keyboard Folio attached to my iPad right now, so that gives me a mechanical QWERTY keyboard feel. I even have direct touch typing on my iPhone, which is what you're going to hear right now. So I'm just going to type a little bit. I'll tell him I think this message is real.
Message content. Insertion point at end. Insertion point at start.
I'll say hi.
Hi. Space.
And I'll put, let me see what I've, actually I got a vertical scroll bar there. All right, so we'll say this, and it's trying to say I might have said is, but this looks real, we'll say. Okay, and it wants to put really in there. It's trying to add things that it thinks I might say, but I don't need really, I just typed real, so we're okay, and we'll put a period there. And now what we have, let me check that out here. And this looks real. Indeed, it read it correctly.
Message content, message body, text field is editing. Hi, this looks real. Sent from my iPhone.
That doesn't sound like it put a period there. Let me go back and.
LZ.
So we can put a period ourselves.
Period. Real.
Now you can hear the difference the way it's going to inflect there.
Is editing. Hi, this looks real.
Okay. So that's. And if I had to say more, I could keep typing, or we could dictate this. I'll talk to you about it after the convention, period.
Inserted, I'll talk to you about it after the convention.
Okay. So, you know, we could easily send this message. And the thing I like to tell people is I've definitely been blessed with a God-given talent with this stuff, but you can learn. You can get the muscle memory to the point where you know. And I think I made one mistake as I was typing that, but autocorrect fixed it, and now there are no mistakes there. You can get yourself to that point if you will spend the time and practice and learn some basic patterns. In our VoiceOver class, we teach what we like to call predictable patterns. We know that many apps are set up in one of several ways. Maybe an app has a group of tabs at the bottom of the screen. That's like the clock app, which has the world clock and the timer and the alarms tab at the bottom. Maybe it's like the phone app, which has favorites, recents, contacts, keypad, and voicemail across the bottom. Or maybe it's a list app, like the mail app, which has a list of messages and then a compose button at the bottom. Now our send button, we just know because we know these patterns, our send button is going to be up here at the upper right of the screen.
Send. Button.
I have no vision, but I could tap right on that because I have the muscle memory. I know where to tap. I know that the cancel button's at the upper left.
Cancel button.
And so if you practice this, you can get to that point. If you're not sure, you certainly can swipe with one finger, right? So where's send? Well, we pretend we don't know. Let's just start swiping.
Re-ed. We couldn't process send button.
And there it is. So we can do that in any one of several ways there. So the first part of the day might be occupied with replying to messages from students and customers and things of that nature. And we're going to say that we just got an email from Janie inviting us to the NFB convention. So the very first thing we do, I like to do this demo. This is fun because you get to see a lot of things here. The very first thing we're going to do is we're going to add this to the calendar. She's given us the date of this convention. We're going to pretend it's a different date than it really is, and we're going to add it to the calendar. Now, I will tell you, this year, when I was invited to the convention, I didn't even think about asking her, where is it going to be? And so when I decided I better start looking at the hotel, I just did a Google search and I went to the NFB website and I was able to find the information I needed. So let's see if we can recreate that experience here for you.
Met doc, Safari search, okay. Paid doc, Safari. Star, toolbar, address, cordcuttersnews.address, text field, voice, clear text.
I was on another website. We just cleared that out of there. And we're gonna type 2023 NFB. Hold on a second. NFB. I think that put the right thing there. I gotta change to words or characters. There we go. NFB NJ. And hopefully that's gonna be enough. I could type convention, but trying to save time here today, right?
Sign into Google.
I don't want to sign into Google right now.
Access your sign in. Stay signed out. Stay signed out.
And I like to use heading navigation with Google search results.
Vertical navig buttons. Four headings. 2023 state convention registration form. Heading about this result. New Jersey. At about this result. NFB Bell in New Jersey. At web results. 2023 national convention agenda. At 2023 national convention. People also. Web results. State conventions. Heading about this result. New Jersey. Middle dot. November 9th. 12th. 2023. Middle dot. Location. Edison. NJ. Middle dot. Representative. Anil Lewis. Middle dot. For more information.
And if I wanted to go onto that page, I would probably find, as I did the first time, that it's at the Crown Plaza Hotel. So you can see how easy that is. I could double tap on that link. We won't go into all that just for the sake of time, but you see that that's what I did the first time. And then once I knew where that was, we could call or we could use the IHG app, because it's very easy when you do a little digging to find out that the Crown Plaza Hotel is an IHG hotel. So I happen to be a member of IHG1 and I happen to have the app, so I can open the app, launch IHG.
So enter iPhone passcode for IHG.
I don't need to. Oh, they want me to enter. That's interesting. Okay. Now, normally it probably was because of the fact that I was holding it up to the microphone and it didn't get to do Face ID. So that's okay. We'll fix. I'll enter my passcode very quickly and then we will go on. Okay. Now, what we'll do is we'll go down here.
Tab bar selected, home tab 1 of 5, search stays tab.
And of course, my stay is already in there, but let's pretend it's not. So we're going to find this hotel now.
Enjoy your stay, club member, club in search, find your next destination button. Find a hotel, heading selected, new search, new date, rooms and destination, city, airport, attraction, or address button. Icon you text field is editing insertion point at start.
So I'm going to type, and I'm moving the phone away from the mic just so you know, because it's easier for me to type that way. But I'm typing Edison, New Jersey, and
Edison, NJ. You not select one location. Go back. Edit date November 2023. Wednesday, November 1st, dimmed button.
Well, of course that's dimmed because we're farther into the month already. So let's pretend that this convention is taking place next week. So we'll pick Friday the 17th to check in, and then we'll swipe over and pick the 18th to
selected Saturday, November 18th
to check out. Now, I don't know if my next option is going to be at the bottom of the screen or at the top. I'm going to check the bottom first.
Continue with one night button.
There we go, right at the bottom there.
Find a hotel, heading.
All right, let's see what else we have.
Selected, new search, date, Friday, destination, Edison, NJ, United States, date, Friday, November 17th, Saturday, November 18th, rooms and guests, one special rooms and guests, one room, one guest.
And here I would change this because my family came along. So my wife and kids, we would, you know, change it to 2 adults and 2 children. Again, for the sake of time, I won't do that right now, but.
Special rates, show price and selected points plus search hotels button.
That's just asking us if I want to see the rate in money or in IHG points or both. So we're going to leave that alone and then say find hotels. We're going to see what we have come up with here now.
Hotel exterior photo 1 of 3. Hotel photo slideshow. Staybridge Suites, North Brunswick. 400 rating. Welcome to the fabulous and newest hotel in North Brunswick. NJ photo 1 attachment dot 5.
All right, so I'm not quite at the beginning of the list here. I'm going to scroll down with three fingers and let's see what I find here. Of course, we know we're looking, and it's the very first one.
Crown Plaza Edison, 1.28 miles from destination, 4.2 stars out of 5, $171 USD for an.
Well, I give him 5 stars so far, but okay. So I've double tapped on that, and now
open email to send email. Call the hotel. Add hotel to wish list. Hotel exterior photo. Crown Plaza at 1488. Location 2055.
Gives you the address. It tells you
food and drink. 1 restaurant. 1 bar on site.
1 restaurant. That's something I'm very interested in. I'd like to know that information. And then if we keep going down here at the bottom,
rooms from 1 vertical from 200 room feature photo 1.
They're showing you the different kinds of rooms, and you just double tap on 1, 2 queen beds, premium with breakfast, or you know whatever you want, and you double tap on these. And this app, my friends, is fully accessible. It allows you to book this hotel. It allows you to add the stay to your Apple Wallet so that it's easy to find in your wallet app whenever you want it. And then, of course, we want to do the thing I was originally going to demonstrate, which is adding this to the calendar now. So I am going to go into my calendar app.
Phone, 40 new clock, map, camera, photo, calendar, Friday.
Now, up at the top right,
events, add button,
is the add button.
Text field is edit. Text field is editing. Title, character.
It wants an event title, so we're just going to call it NFB, and then that's all I need to put. And then it wants to suggest things for me.
Clear text. What's in a name? NFB presentation. NFB seniors retreat. NFB presentation. A new era of empowerment.
And that's what we are actually doing today. A new era of empowerment, because you can see how empowering this is, right? So that's the one. And it already, that's a Siri suggestion because I've already put that in my calendar. It would fill in a lot of the information for me, but we're just going to leave it alone and we're not going to do that. We will continue to swipe over here.
Location or video call.
Okay, location or video call. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start typing the name of this location, which is Crown Plaza. And let's see what it comes up with.
Crown Plaza, current location, recents, heading, Crown Plaza, Edison, 2055 Lincoln Highway, Edison, New Jersey, selected, Crown Plaza.
I've chosen that. That is correct. So now,
all day, switch button off, starts, 3 p.m. November 10th, 2023.
Now, of course, we're pretending that this is next week. So we're going to go in here to this
November 10th, 2023.
To this date picker. And we double tap on that date to show the actual start date options.
November 10th, 2023. Expanded.
Okay, now it's expanded. If we swipe to the right.
3 p.m. button collapsed.
That one's collapsed still. We're going to deal with the date first. I'll go to the right again.
Month, November 2023. Button adjustable. Double tap to change month and year. Swipe up or down with 1 finger to adjust the value.
Now, I told you I wasn't going to give you step-by-step instructions for everything I'm doing, but I do want to point this out. This is what I like to call a hybrid element because it actually gives you the option to double tap to show the year. If I'm presenting in November of 2025, I really do not want to have to swipe month by month from now all the way. I mean, just imagine this, right?
December 2023, January 2024, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
That's going to get a bit tiring, right? So you can double tap on that to show a year picker if you want to change the year. In my case, we want to go back to November.
November 2023.
Now, what we're presented with is a calendar of every day in November. What works best here is to set your rotor to vertical navigation. A lot of you probably wondered when you'd ever use that, right? Vertical navigation is great when you're going in through the dates in the calendar, because it'll move you 7 days at a time. So we said that this is on the 17th for pretend. So we're going to look over here.
Wednesday, November 1st, button.
Now I'm going to set the rotor to vertical.
Containers, screen recognition words, cap vertical.
Okay, there it was.
Cap vertical navigation.
And now if I start swiping down with one finger from the first.
Wednesday, November 8th, Wednesday, November 15th.
I'm already at the 15th. Now I just swipe two to the right.
Friday, November 17th, selected, Friday.
And there it is. It's that simple. And I can swipe back up a couple times to get back to the beginning.
Today, Friday, third month, November 3 p.m., button.
And we could show that to show what the time is and change the time. Again, I think you've seen enough of that. I don't want to take up too much time with it, but you know you could double tap on the time to expand that. And you
3 o'clock. 00 p.m. Picker item.
You could change any of those that you want. And then we have
time zone, New York, button ends 4 p.m.
We have the end time and the end date. We also have the option of setting
travel time, none, button.
So if I go into this travel time option, it's going to allow me to select a starting location, and it's actually going to let me get a real-time travel time based upon current traffic conditions, based upon whether we're driving or whether we are taking, public transit or ride sharing, whatever method we're choosing. And it's going to give us an estimate of when we need to leave based on the travel options that we've selected. Another thing we have here.
00 p.m. At no 4. Repeat, never, button.
So we can do all sorts of custom repeat options or standard repeat options. You could do every day, every week, every month, every year. And then you can do custom repeats. So, you know, if this event occurs on the first Tuesday of every month, or if it, you know, occurs every Tuesday and Friday, or every, you know, whatever this, you can have some really weird custom repeats, but you can choose all of that. Under the repeat options, we can choose, and I, you know, again, to save time, I won't go through each of these things, but you can choose what calendar this is on. Is it on the home calendar? Is it on the work calendar? I actually put this on the family calendar so that my wife and kids would get it on their devices as well. So we have a family calendar, which we share. You can make your own shared calendars with other people as well. And then we could even do the invitees option, so you can invite other people as well. Then, of course, we can choose custom alerts, so we can have, one day before, 1 week before we get an alert for the event, or at the time to leave based on the traffic conditions and so on. So there's so much that we can do when we add events to the calendar. And I'll go ahead and cancel this because we're not really creating that.
Cancel. Cancel alert. Discard changes. Button. November, back button, selected, list, button.
I'm in a list view of my events, so I can easily swipe through and see.
Events, tentative event, NFB presentation, Saturday.
So there was a tentative event that it got from my email, which was the stay at the Crown Plaza, because the email confirmation actually gave Siri enough information there to do that. And then I could, I could see that my NFB presentation scheduled here. If I don't want to use the calendar that way, I could search for the event if I know the name of it. And of course, I can ask our personal assistant what's on my calendar for a given day, or when is my, I could do something like this. When is my NFB presentation?
There's nothing called NFB presentation on your calendar.
Well, that's not true. We just saw it. What's on my calendar for today?
You have 7 events. Here are the first 3. All day today, Veterans Day. Substitute. All day today, Veterans Day. Observed and ongoing since yesterday. Stay Edison at Sheraton Edison is scheduled until tomorrow. Want to hear the next 3?
Yes.
Here are the next 3. Ongoing since yesterday. Stay Crown Plaza Edison at Crown Plaza Edison is scheduled until tomorrow. It's the last day of stay. Holiday Inn Express Harrisburg.
There were a couple. Okay. Anyway, and if I look on the screen here too, it actually has all that information that I can go back and read again myself. And it does have the NFB convention. So I think probably what happened is when I said NFB, presentation, it must have put it in a different way than the way it's actually written here. But we can see that.
NFB presentation, a new era of empowerment from 2 p.m.
And maybe that's the problem. Maybe it, because I have a new era of empowerment in the name of the presentation, maybe that's why Siri didn't find it just by that. But there's a number of ways to get to the same end result here, which I think that we've, you know, easily proven. So it's a very powerful feature, using the calendar to keep track of events. And similarly, I am a big fan of using the Notes app to take notes. A lot of times when I am giving a presentation or teaching, or I also am a preacher, and when I preach on Sunday mornings, sometimes I'll put the Bible verses into a note. And so I'll use the Notes app for that kind of thing. So, you know, maybe I want to find a scripture that I'm going to be preaching on here. And so I would say something like, launch Bible. And so now we're in this app, and I know that I want to be, okay, it's asking me if I like the Bible app. We'll say yes, but I'm not going to take the time to rate it now. Remind me later. All right, so I want to preach on something out of Romans 10. So I'm going to find that.
Bible tab, chapter.
Now, I could search for it also, chapter, but I'll Romans just, I actually happen to be in Romans
Castle.
Anyway, so.
Is Romans 2:10. Go to Romans 10. Button.
There it is. And when I've found what I want, I can copy it, and then I can open a note and I can type it in that note, or I can paste it in that note. And then when I want to read it, I put each scripture on a separate line. And when I'm standing at the pulpit preaching, I just use one Apple AirPod in one ear so that I have just that prompting what I need to read. When I just use the, I set the rotor to lines, and I swipe down with one finger to read line by line in the note that I've made. Really, really powerful stuff. The Reminders app, another great app for organization. And not only basic tasks anymore, because you can certainly do that. And I have recurring tasks, like a reminder to take out the garbage each Thursday night, or a reminder to pay a certain bill on different dates of the month and water the plants. But also now the Reminders app has a fantastic grocery list feature built right into the app. And again, it's always good to know what we can do with our personal assistant. We can do something like this. Add orange juice to the grocery list.
Which list should I add it to? Grocery or grocery?
Now, I don't know how I got two grocery lists. I am going to check that out. See, but this is beautiful. This is beautiful, okay? Because this is a perfect example of how we're going to solve this. Now, why are there two grocery lists here? We're going to figure that out very quickly. This was not planned, I promise. I would have never planned something like that.
Paprika grocery shared with Jessica Volbrecht and two others. Reminder family TTG Disney tags all tags.
All right.
Grocery shared with Jessica.
I don't see two grocery lists here. I honestly don't. I have no idea why that even said that. We're if it says it again, we're just gonna choose grocery because I don't see two of them anyway. I have no idea why it did that. Add orange juice to the grocery list.
Which list should I add it to? Grocery or grocery?
Grocery.
Which list should...
That's funny. All right. I don't know why it thinks there are two grocery lists. But, all right. So when I want to check that out then, now that we've added it, I hope, we go into our grocery list and we can see that it's categorized.
Grocery, heading, seafood, expanded, heading, salmon, incomplete. New item in seafood.
These are things we've added before.
Beverages, expanded, juice, incomplete, orange juice.
Okay, there's orange juice. It's on the list, so I don't know what's going on, but it, you know, it's there.
New
all right, so,
breads,
and then.
Bread, new item.
So all of these things are categorized by default. The Reminders app now supports categories. If you designate a list as a grocery list, it will automatically create categories for the items that you add. And if it gets it wrong, you can manually recategorize them to other things. So like you heard that it has orange juice under beverages.
New item in beverages, orange juice.
Okay. So we know then that that is how easy it is to use the, and again, you can do this with the HomePod. So I don't have to actually even be touching anything. I can just, you know, I can just add it with my voice as well. And then if I want to go in and I want to edit items manually on the grocery list, it's that easy just to go into reminders. So this is a new feature of reminders. This grocery list capability is brand new. So that's a little bit of an overview of some of the kinds of things that we might do right off the bat. Now, another thing that is, you know, by this time we've done a lot of a lot of work already with responding to emails and, you know, maybe some other things that we've had to do in the morning, some individual customer trainings or meetings or that sort of thing. And so eventually it's time for lunch and we're going to look at several different ways that we might handle that situation. Perhaps we are planning to go somewhere for lunch and we could always ask something like this. Show me some good pizza places near me.
One option is Domino's Pizza on Lincoln Highway in Edison. Less than a half mile to your east and it gets 1.5 stars on Yelp. Is that the one you want?
Sure.
Okay, I can call that location or get directions to it. What would you like me to do?
Get directions.
Getting directions to Domino's Pizza.
Card. My location, 2055 Lincoln.
All right, I stopped the speech.
Walking directions to Domino's Pizza.
My location, 2055.
Now they want us to actually walk there because it's that close. So if I swipe on the screen here.
Take a right onto the road. Then in 150
use the rotor to access points of interest. Transit Ocean Mist Spa. Lincoln Highway, 0 to 20. Return to Siri.
Okay, so as I tap on this screen, what I'm seeing then is that it's telling me to take a sharp left turn. It's got the compass up here, and it tells me arrival is at 3.
Arrival, 3:44.
3:44, so that's not far away at all. We could walk to that very easily, but if it were driving, it would also allow me to see that on the screen and telling me when to turn, how many feet. So even if I'm not the driver, I can easily be the navigator because this is fully accessible using Apple Maps. And then, of course, so this is telling me that in 600 feet is my next turn. We're going to expand this and end that trip.
Collapsed restaurant. Call Domino's. Sherry.
Said a hip hop, a hip to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang bang.
Okay, so we've ended that trip. We're not really going to do that. But that's one option. We have to map to navigate somewhere. Another option is that maybe some sort of a delivery service. And I
you don't stop the rock to the bang bang.
Salt that will handle that kind of thing as well.
What you hear is not a test. I'm a rabbit.
Let's see where they are. I'm on the wrong page here. Okay.
Messenger. Kick the body. Search. Page 3 of 8. Adjustable.
All right. I think this is the... Yep, here it is.
DoorDash. DoorDash. Fast food.
Now, if I look here...
Delivering to 415. Delivering to...
I'm going to have to change my location because right now it's still set for my home location, but it's very easy to tap on that and then choose my current location. And then I can see the restaurants.
Get a free eat after placing, get all your time out and get deals from.
Okay. So what they're okay. Here we go.
Burger King, Porno Plenty, get $5 off. Wise Marcus.
And again, these are still the restaurants in our home area, but if I tap on that option to change the location, then that's fine. I would do that as well. So, again, very accessible. DoorDash, Uber Eats, they both work very well. Grubhub, and even something like Instacart. Lots and lots of options here for getting food delivery, grocery delivery, finding places to go. And then, of course, there's always, while we're talking about food, there's always recipes. And one of the things that is coming up, of course, is Thanksgiving. So maybe we are looking for a specific recipe for something related to Thanksgiving. And so we're going to go back and spend a few minutes in Safari here just to show you how easy it is and how powerful it is to use. So,
Doc, Safari. Safari, NJ Association for the Blind.
Now, I'm not sure how many people are familiar with tab groups. We were just teaching on them in our voiceover class the other day. But a tab group is a way of keeping track of related website tabs. If, for example, you are taking a trip and you want to have different tabs open related to that trip, maybe your hotel tab, maybe a tab of attractions in that city, your flight or your train reservation, all of these things, you can create a tab group specific to that trip, and then you can have all those tabs open in that tab group. You can even share tab groups that you create so that people can collaborate on them. You can be working with another person at the same time. If you're planning a trip together, for example, you have created a tab group for this trip and you now have the tab group collaborative. So that means that anytime somebody adds a website to that tab group, both people or all people in the collaboration now see it. So that is a really powerful feature, and I happen to have a recipes tab group here already. So,
toolbar, show bookmarks, tabs, but tab 2020, private, one tab group 206, recipes, tab group 306, button.
And there's my recipes tab group. So I just double tap on that, and then it takes me
recipes tab group 306. Button.
Now I can let's hit done.
Done. Button. Toolbar. Tabs. Button.
Now I'm on a website.
Address. Foodnetwork.com. Secure. Text.
Where I was last looking at recipes. So if we want to search for a specific recipe here.
Voice or clear text. Clear text.
And I don't know. Let's just say, best stuffing recipe. So I went to the address and search bar, and I just typed best stuffing recipe.
Google link. People also ask web results. 85 Thanksgiving stuffing recipes that are full of flavor. Edit discussions and forums. I need an oven baked stuffing recipe. What's your favorite stuffing? What are some good recipes for leftover stuffing?
It seems like this first result's going to be most on the money here.
Discussions. 85 Thanksgiving stuffing. 85. Go to home page link.
All right, so now we're going to use our headings here.
Thanksgiving, 85 Thanksgiving stuffing recipes, our best Thanksgiving stuffing and dressing ideas, herb and apple stuffing, pineapple stuffing, air fryer sausage stuffing, heading related pages.
And we could keep going. There's apparently 85 of them. We're just going to pick this first one.
Herb and apple stuffing, heading level 2. Anna cooks her savory sweet stuffing inside the turkey for maximum flavor. Get the recipe. Link. Toolbar. Recipes. Tab group. Button. Privacy.
Now, because this is already in the correct tab group, there's nothing for me to do. If I wanted to move it to a different tab group, though, I could go back here.
Tabs. Button. Tabs, search tab, dictate, 85 best stuffing and dressing recipes for Thanksgiving vertical, 85 best herb and apple stuffing recipe vertical line, not a garden vertical line, Food Network, tab, 3 of 3.
And that's the one we're in, and I have custom actions if I swipe up and down.
Close, activate.
But I also have long press actions if I double tap and hold on this tab. So we
copy, add bookmarks for 3 tabs, pin tab, move to tab group. Button.
See, so if it were not already in the correct tab group, I could move it to the correct tab group. And in this case, we're just going to dismiss this menu because I do want this recipe.
80 close. Activate. Disney. New tab. Done. Button. Dot. Toolbar. Image. P. Image. P. Image. Image. Image.
Okay, lots of images on this page, but.
Watch how to make this recipe. Ingredients. Heading level 2. : Deselect all. Check 16 cups 1-inch bread cubes. white or whole wheat, 2 baguettes, chip, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter.
Now, when I decide that, yes, in fact, I like this recipe, this is what I want, I can do several things. One of the options I have is I can bookmark this as well. It's already in the tab group for recipes, but I can also bookmark it. And the easiest way to do that is to simply choose the share button and then choose add bookmark. Or on the iPhone, you can go down to the bottom of your screen here.
Toolbar, share, but show bookmarks.
And you can long press or double tap and hold on this show bookmarks option.
Add bookmarks for 3 tabs, button, add bookmark, button.
And I can add bookmarks for all 3 of the tabs that I have open on this recipe tab group, or just for this current one right now, which is the herb and apple stuffing, and that just says add bookmark.
Add bookmark, button.
So we could choose that option to immediately add this to our bookmarks. What I am actually going to do is I'm going to instead import this recipe into a recipe app that I have. The name of the recipe app is actually Ambre, like the Spanish word for hungry, A-M-B-R-E. But you have to say Amber because that's how Siri says it. And it supports use with Siri and shortcuts, so you can actually be cooking with your voice hands-free. But you have, so you might as well get used to saying Amber. So we're going to go to share.
Toolbar, show bookmark tab, share button. Toolbar, recipes.
And we'll type further, we'll tap further down on the screen here.
Mail, Amber, button.
There it is.
Close, button, herb and apple stuffing, head image, save to my recipes, button. Amber, my recipes, back button.
And that's how easy it is to save it to your, to that app. So now that recipe is in the Amber app already. And when I want to use it, I can use it with the HomePod, with the Apple TV, with any device that I want to use it with. It's super easy, and I highly recommend that third-party app as well. So we've looked at some types of things that we might do with some of the basic apps, but of course, it goes so much beyond this. Now, some of the things that I have to do throughout the day obviously involve teaching, and other times it's creating documents. Sometimes I have to create documentation. And so for that, I might use the Notes app or the Pages app. I'm actually a really big fan of the Apple Pages app, and it's extremely easy to use. We can type very quickly. I will use my iPad for this because I will use the mechanical keyboard. I'll just turn the volume up nice and loud here. In a moment. Okay, there we go. Now I can use Pages to create word processing documents. I can use Keynote to create multimedia presentations, and that is fully accessible. I can't say enough about Keynote. I don't get a ton of opportunities with my job to use Keynote, but I do get some. And when I get one, boy, do I take it, because it is it's such a powerful app, and it's so much fun to work with because you can create slides with photos and bullet points, and you can add sound effects or music to your slideshows and all sorts of things like that. But of course, just very simply to create a document here, we might use Pages. Now, in the case of Pages, I'm just going to create a new document here, and maybe I can.
Recents, heading, dictate, search, select, icons, add, button.
Okay, we're just going to add a new document there, and
choose a template, recents, basic, button.
We're going to choose a basic template.
Blank, empty white portrait document, a screenshot, back button, blank.
All right, so we're using the blank template. And the very first thing I'm going to want to do is rename this document.
Reading view, or format, insert table of contents, blank 3, actions menu.
We don't want to keep the name blank 3. So we're going to choose
page, doc, rename button, text field.
Rename. And actually what I'll do, and I had said that I was going to use the keyboard, but I took it off of the keyboard to bring it closer to the microphone. I'll put it back on, but not right now. I'm just going to type NFB here just for testing purposes. And that's the name of our document is now NFB. All right.
Canvas, reading view.
You can hear that now.
Back view of NFB actions menu.
Okay. So that's now the name of our document. All right. So at this time, I am going to use the mechanical keyboard, and that just means we won't have this quite as close to the microphone, but you'll still get the idea. So what we're going to do now is we're going to just type a few lines here. And why am I even bothering to show you typing? Everybody knows how to do that, except I want to show you how easy it is to make your text stand out for those folks who can see it. So we're going to call this test document. Not we're going to call it that, but that's going to be the first line of text in the document is test document. Okay, and in case you can't hear it, it says test document. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to select that text using my using the mechanical keyboard. I'll select the words test document. And now we will go to format. Under format, we will choose paragraph style. And we're going to make this a title style instead of body. So it's body style right now. We're going to make it title. Now, what that's done, it's already made it bold. We're also going to italicize it because why not? All right, so we have bold and italic selected. Now over here, it's already increased the font size to 30 points. That's probably large enough. We can change the text color if we want to make it something more fun. Right now, the text color is black. But if we go into colors here, what do we want? Oh, let's make it indigo. Why not? There we go. All right, so now it's indigo, okay? That's just our title. And now we'll go back. And the only other thing I want to do with this title is I want to center it. Align center is what I want to choose. Now I can just sort of two-finger scrub out of this menu. And I'm back to my document. But the words test document are now formatted the way that I instructed it, with a bold and italicized font, with larger font, centered font, and indigo color. So now everything else that I type will be back to normal, and we'll just type that very famous sentence that uses every letter of the alphabet. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. And let's deliberately misspell something here. Let's go back and let's misspell the word lazy. I'll make some extra. Okay, so now what we have is I read this back. And clearly something's wrong, so we don't know what it is. We're going to select this word here, and maybe we're going to use misspelled words in the rotor. And okay. There's the misspelled word. Let's see if we can even, it's probably too far gone to even. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Too far gone. But that's okay because it already has it selected for me. So I'll just have another go at it. I'll just type it again. And let's see what happens now when we read this back.
Text field is editing. Test document. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
And there we go. So it didn't have any replacements because it was way too misspelled. But that's okay because we just, when we use the misspelled words option in the rotor like that, it selects the words as you swipe through them. And so basically I knew I could retype it then once it was selected. So that worked just as well. Of course, we could add images to this document. We could add an audio recording to this document. We could do all kinds of things here with this document. But that's just one type of work that I may have to do throughout the day. Another thing that I do quite often throughout the week is I make podcasts. Our classes get put up on our podcast. They go on YouTube. I have other podcasts that I do. And so we're going to make a really, really quick podcast here just to show you how easily that can be done. So let's get out of Pages. And let's launch Backpack. Launch Backpack. Now, in my podcast today, normally you would use AirPods or some form of headphones if you really wanted proper control over this. We're not going to worry about that today, though, are we? So we're going to predetermine some sound effects that we want to put in this podcast. One thing I know I want is an opener. I need some kind of quick musical opener. I happen to have a bunch of sound saved. Backpack is an app that lets you do real-time recordings with sound effects, sort of like the analogous to the old radio DJ carts. And so if we go, I know I have, let's find. This is not, and this can be recorded, by the way, because this is royalty-free stuff that we're playing now. So we won't get in any trouble here. This might, well, that's okay. I'm looking for something here. I got some recordings in here. Take the salsa route. What's that sound like? Let's listen to that. All right, that's going to be perfect. That's what we'll open our podcast with. So I'm going to program a temporary set of keyboard commands so I can trigger this more easily. So I'm going to long press on that particular sound clip, and I'm going to say, it's been a while since I've done it this way, but let's see. Here it is, keyboard shortcut. And I'm going to make that the number one on my keyboard. And then I'm going to hit OK. Then I'll go over here and hit done. And let's press the number one on my keyboard and see if it works. It definitely works. And let's just do two more. Let's put some applause in here, because who doesn't like applause? So we're going to take my applause sound, and we're going to make that sound number two on the keyboard. And these are only temporary, because you might want a different set each time, but they stay in the pads on screen. So our keyboard shortcut for this one is going to be number two.
Two, okay.
And then we want to have laughter also, because we plan to say something funny. So we want to make sure we get some laughter. So we're going to make that number three. All right, we are ready to record. And what I have here, I know this app well enough to know I can use the magic tap or the two-finger double tap to start and pause recording. And I can use the space bar to turn the microphone on and off. So we don't even have to worry about voiceover saying anything, because I don't have the headphones, and it doesn't matter. It's going to be all right. So we're going to record. You're not going to hear the sound effects once I turn the mic on. They won't record. I mean, they will record, but they won't play through the speakers. So I got to test these other two quickly. All right, there's our applause. And all right, there's our laughter. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to record this now and make a little 1 minute podcast here. Welcome to our TTJ podcast, presented by Matt Volbrecht of TTJ Tech Services. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why are we even recording this? This isn't even a real podcast. And you don't realize I put the applause in there. So let's listen back to this now. We're going to say finish. The shortest podcast I've ever recorded in my life, okay? But we have to give it a title. We'll call it NFB demo. And
clear to save.
We have to save it. Now we can play it.
0.5 delete cloud play button.
Let's see what it sounds like.
Stop.
See that? See that? So now if we really had a real meaningful podcast here, we were only a couple steps away now from submitting this to Apple or submitting this to whoever our podcasting platform is. I go directly with Apple. A colleague of mine, who some of you know, Trainer Cliff, we also use another service that we work together on and we submit to. And we have YouTube, so we could easily turn this into a very simple video. I don't have much experience with using the camera, so I don't do a lot of live videos, but I can use Backpack to add a simple logo or just text that says visit our website at ttjtech.biz or whatever, and then that's a video, and that meets YouTube's qualifications, so I don't have to worry about a live video at all. And basically, it's that easy to get something up onto YouTube. It's that easy to get something up that meets Apple's requirements and all of the other podcasting platforms out there. I have used this technology to write an entire book. I have been borderline obsessed with the Titanic ever since I was a little kid. And I, at the time of the 100th anniversary, decided I'd like to write a book about the Titanic. And so I used this type of technology. The iPad with Apple Pages allows you to create digital books that meet the proper EPUB standards to work with Apple Books, to be fully accessible. I have used the iPad to create websites, and we do web design. And with an app like Universe, we can make fully accessible websites complete with the proper image descriptions, complete with the right kind of forms you like without the captchas in them, all of these kinds of things with the right software. And we can do this all using VoiceOver. I've only had an opportunity to demonstrate a fraction of it for you. And I got a couple more things to share with you before we go to questions. I want to try to allow about 15 minutes for questions here. So it's looking promising for that. But basically, we can just say that there are so many possibilities. And when the kids are home and it's summer, there are still things that we do that use these devices, whether I'm reading to my kids, whether we're doing planning for a vacation, you know, whether we're using our Apple Watches while we're in the pool to track our swim, whatever it might be, there is always a way to use this technology, but the emphasis is on the experience, not on the technology, because the technology just blends in so well with what you are doing that the focus then becomes on the thing that you're doing and not on the technology itself. That's when you really know that it is working well. I was actually amazed, you know, when this past summer, my family and I went to Disney World and I used the iPad to book the entire trip. And the Disney World website is very complex, but I was able to do it. I was able to do it. Praise God. I was able to get everything booked. I was able to get all the things that we needed. And it truly amazes me. And then coming to something like the NFB convention, which is still travel, but was so much easier because it's way simpler to book a train ticket. There's a lot less to think about. I like flying, believe me, nothing. I don't mean it that way, but it's just a lot easier to travel by train than it is by plane. And I actually said to myself last night, because of how easy it was to book the hotel stay here at the Crown Plaza, to book the Amtrak tickets. And I actually did a double take last night. I didn't say it to anybody else in the family, but I did a double take and I thought, do I really have everything done? Like, was it really that simple? I mean, I can't even believe it, you know. And there it is. The train tickets are in the wallet. The stay at the Crown Plaza is in the wallet. And sure enough, we boarded that train this morning, and the guy said, yeah, looks good. This is how, this is, I mean, I believe it's a gift from God, but this is where things are at. This is how empowering. That's why we've called this a new era of empowerment, because what you're able to do by spending a little time getting to know your devices, learning those predictable patterns in apps, learning the muscle memory of how to navigate apps, what you are able to do is just truly limited only by your imagination and your willingness to try it. There are apps that allow for online banking. There are apps that allow for online doctor visits or reviewing of your blood tests and everything like that. Not going to show you my bank statements or my medical records today, okay? But we could do that, all right? But, you know, so this is, I mean, it truly is remarkable. It truly is remarkable. Now, I wanted to come back to one final thing before we open it up to questions, because I hope this has been a blessing to somebody today, and I hope it's been meaningful to you in the way that it shows you what is possible, and it gets your mind curious to ask the right questions, maybe to take some of our free classes or our training or whatever. But I want to come back to one thing, which is where we started at the beginning, which was the smart home. The devices that we have in our home that truly turn it into a smart home, I just think are absolutely incredible. At any given moment, between our HomePods, and by the way, we have all three smart assistants at home. Now, we have more HomePods than anything, because the HomePod is my favorite device. It's gotten smarter and smarter. It's gotten better and more capable, and it really meets all of our needs. So we have a HomePod in just about every room, either a full-sized or a mini, or two in some rooms for stereo sound. But we also do have a Google Nest Hub, because some people in the family like the display. And there are things, every one of these has its own strengths, you know. And so there are things that Google will answer that nothing else will answer, just because it's Google. And we certainly have a device with the Alexa, you know. So whatever we need at the time. But we also have various bulbs that allow for smart lighting. We can change the color of the bulbs. We can tell a smart assistant to turn the lights on or off. We can set them to automatically turn on when the sun sets and turn off at midnight or whatever. We have a smart door lock. You heard me query that earlier. Is the door locked? We have a smart doorbell. We have cameras throughout the house. At any given moment, I can check in on the temperature and the humidity in the house. I can get motion notifications if there is motion. I can sound a siren if I want to remotely. I can talk to people in the home. We also have the ability to change the temperature and change the mode of our heating and cooling system. We have a smart toaster oven that allows us to use an app to control 12 different features, from air frying and baking and warming to toast and even dehydrate. So there's just a ton of these devices that you can add. Smart humidifiers, smart smoke alarms. And all of these things are now DIY. They don't require, well, with the exception maybe of the thermostat, because I feel like that's something you really ought to have a professional HVAC person do for you. But honestly, these devices really don't require extensive training in installing them. They are very much designed to be DIY systems, but they work with their own apps. They work with things like Apple Home app and Siri and HomeKit or Google Assistant or, you know, any one of these things, and sometimes all three. And what it provides is a truly new level of automation. So whether we're at home or we're away from home, we can be confident knowing what's going on inside our home, even when we're away or outside of our home. We would get motion notifications when someone's in the driveway, and it can tell the difference between just any random motion and an actual person walking by. And we can get an instant live feed and speak to that person if we so choose. And when we're out and about, we can use things like Apple Pay For anybody that's never used that, it's never been easier to quickly pay for things that you purchase at restaurants, at stores, at other retailers using Apple Pay or even online. And now for me as a business owner, it's super easy to accept Apple Pay or even traditional credit cards right from my iPhone, or to create invoices for clients when I need to invoice them that they can easily go online and pay at their convenience. The list truly does go on. And honestly, it boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. We would be here all day. But I hope what I've given you is a taste, just a little taste, just a sampling of what is possible. And if you want to learn more about it, you know, we offer these free classes every year, but it's not too late to join the ones we're in the middle of right now, because we have every session so far. I think we've had, 11 or 12 sessions now. I've lost count, but we've had every session online on our podcast. You can go to ttjtech.biz. I'll say it again before we close, but ttjtech.biz. You can go to that website. You can click on the free resources page. You can access our podcast. You can access our YouTube channel. You can find out when we're going to have classes and presentations and all of those things. And of course, you can get in touch with us as well. So I really appreciate the honor to have just a brief span of the clock to share some of these things with you, how powerful it is, how you can figure things out. You know, I like the fact. Now, you know, when I get back up to our hotel room, I'm going to figure out why it says we have two grocery lists. I am not going to stop until I figure that out. But here's the thing. It didn't matter, because what you got to see there was a real world situation, which doesn't have to be a showstopper. It's just something we've got to diagnose and get through. Orange juice is on that grocery list. I don't really care. We'll figure it out. But the point is, it's powerful technology. And what we really need is the willingness to try and the confidence to know that we're not going to mess anything up. But if anything, our lives are going to be better for it. I want to take, we probably have a little over 10 minutes, I guess. And maybe we can take some questions. Hi, how you doing? Thank you. Any recommendations for accessible games? I probably, the ones that I mention are ones you'll already know if you're asking that question, because I don't do a huge amount of gaming. I like Quizoid. I like 5 Second Guess. 5 Second Guess is like where it gives you, you know, it'll say name three summer fruits and you have 5 seconds. It's harder than it sounds. Quizoid, I mentioned. Another one is the, I think it's called Trivia. Oh, my. There's another trivia one. I'll have to look up the name of it. I can't remember. Also, now the Apple News app, if you have Apple News Plus, they have daily crossword puzzles in there, and they're fully accessible. Now, I've only done the mini ones because the big ones seem overwhelming to me, but I like the mini ones, and they're accessible. And then my family and I pretty much all do Wordle, which is accessible on, of course, New York Times. And so there, you know, there's a few. I'm not a real big gamer. Accessible Hangman. Yeah, there is that. Yes, yes. So, yeah, there are some, definitely. Thank you.
Every chapter does sales, and sometimes we do a big fundraiser where we sell Boss Bob's passes throughout the state, and a lot of times people don't have cash on them. What is the easiest way for us as a chapter, and the most affordable way, that we could add an accessory or do something regarding taking credit card or debit card through our phone?
Okay, so in case we're recording and we didn't hear that, she's asking for an accessible way to take payments, credit cards, and so forth. And so I do have a lot to say about that. I'll keep it quick, but I do have a lot to say about that, because I've worked with several, as a business owner, I'm a big fan of the Square system because Square now offers tap to pay, so that as long as somebody has a fairly recent iPhone, I don't remember when it was like 10, maybe 10R or 11, 10, somewhere around there, or newer, you don't even need a card reader. As long as you have that phone, you can take their credit card and tap it to your iPhone, and your iPhone will process the credit card with Square. They also do have a Bluetooth card reader, which would be the one to get if you are going to get one, because it does have the ability to accept a chip card and Apple Pay and all of those other things. I'm also, you know, you could set up. What I don't care for with Square is their online invoicing and payment system is not the most accessible to the front end user. It's fine if somebody is experienced, but if they're new to the device, they're going to really fumble because there's a lot of detective work that has to be done. So if you do a lot of online payment processing, you're going to be better off using QuickBooks, which is not free, but the website that the front end users get is just 1,000% better. But for in-person, the Square Reader is the way to go, or even better, just the tap to pay with the iPhone, and they can use their credit card. You can always use things like Apple Cash directly, and you could set up your own, like, for example, you could set up an email address for your domain, and you could have it become an iMessage email address. So, you know, you could have donations at NFBNJ, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm just being, you know, but you could set that up as an iMessage email address, so you don't have to give your personal information. And then you tell people, okay, you can use Apple Pay Cash, send the money to donations at NFB and, you know, whatever, and it will come to Apple Cash. Nice thing about Apple Cash is there's no fee. So if somebody sends you $10, you actually get $10. Unlike other services, PayPal, where they take money off of the top of it. Not going to, you know, say anything about any companies here, PayPal. But I like Apple Cash a lot better because there's no fee. There's nothing taken off of it. I don't have to charge people extra in order to use it and still get what I'm entitled to as well. So, but you can't, those other ones, all joking aside, you can use something like, you know, Venmo, PayPal, or even Cash App is another one, because people can use the Cash App and they can find you by email address and or username by Cash App name. So there's a lot of options. And certainly I'd be happy to, you know, talk with you more later too, if you give me a call or something, but that's a little bit of an overview. Yes.
The Pro Apple, but you also have the others. Recently we lost power in our house, and all we have three smart bulbs in the house, and they're all connected to the Echo, or one of the Echoes. And the bulbs are SendLab, the Amazon bulbs. And I don't know if I have to start from scratch again to get them reconnected, and if that a problem. In the past, we had a Philips bulb, which is more costly, and that never went out. Like, when the power went back on, it came right back on.
So what I would try doing is I would try to actually use the physical hardware switch on your lamp and turn it to what we would assume would be the off position. Or maybe if you've got sighted help, you can figure out which is the off and then the on, you know. And once you leave it off for about 30 seconds, turn it back on. I'd also restart your Amazon Echo devices, and I'd even consider restarting your wireless router. If all of that fails, you may have to factory reset the bulbs and set them up again. Right. Right. Yeah. So I would try one of those other things. And like I said, as a last resort, you may have to set it up again. But yeah, I would, there's a couple troubleshooting steps you could try there. It's weird when power goes out, you'd think it'd just be like unplugging a device and plugging it back in and it would come back. But that's not always the reality of it. Yes.
Well, so that particular app, Amber, A-M-B-R-E, offers a sharing extension automatically. So when I go to the share menu in Safari, Amber is one of the choices. And as long as it is actually a legitimate recipe that Amber can parse the appropriate data, it will allow you to save it then. The Amber app, now let me think about that. I'm going to check real fast here. I want to say yes, but the funny thing is I'm not sure why I would have never done that. So let me just take a very quick look here. Okay. They're alphabetical. I thought we had categories too. Let me see if I can.
Sorting options, filter.
Okay, there are sorting and filtering options. So maybe if you play with those, because I thought there were categories as well. I have mine alphabetical, but.
Tony, you have the floor.
This is Matt. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Always awesome presentation. Appreciate it. While you were doing the calendar, since I'm familiar with the calendar, I took the time to download the backpack studio app.
Oh.
Okay. So, and I went to actually load sound into one of the, pods or something like that?
The sound pads, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I went to the chat and had a bunch of categories like my iCloud, different places where I might store sound. It also has a free sound for the app, okay?
Right.
I found one that I wanted to choose, but it said it still has a good sound, it's not available. Okay, and you know, not going.
So I wonder if you have to have the subscription in order to get access to those free sounds. And I can't remember. Okay, so it should not have affected that. Did you get any of them to work, or did they all say that? Okay, I would, you know, try the common. I mean, you're a brilliant guy. You teach this stuff too. I would try all the common sense. You know, try a couple other ones. Force quit the app, relaunch it. Maybe even, I don't know what you were using for internet, but maybe even a glitch there. I mean, you know, why didn't it download the app? Why do I have two lists named grocery? You know, we don't know. Yeah. All right. That sounds good. Hey, good talking with you. Oh, the web address, TTJ Tech. So that's like Tango, Tango, Juliet, TTJ, and then the word tech, T-E-C-H, .biz, Bravo, Indigo, Zulu, TTJ Tech, .biz.
Yes. For that app, when you were able to type that stuff, can you do multi-key entry? Like, let's say I have a playlist of, like, 30 songs, and, like, you know, I'll say there's like 1-0 on the stuff.
Yes, I believe it does support the option key, maybe the control key. It's been a while since I've assigned that many sounds at one time. But yes, I do believe it supports additional options like that. Yes.
Maybe you can convention phones, Matt?
Yeah, I'm thinking for the future. Yeah.
Anybody else?
No, I just want to thank you for finding that.
That's good.
But just, you know, being a friend of the interview in Jersey.
Yes, me. Yes.
So incredible.
Thank you, Jayla. I really appreciate it. Yep, I got the mic right here.
I'm in front of you. Can you reach it?
We need to thank Matt. He's always our friend. And guess what? If you join the tech committee, he may be a visitor one of those months. So don't be, that's good. Anyway, and also if you're part of the senior division or the senior committee and the senior retreat, Matt has already agreed to do one of my tech on Thursday, whatever, 3 o'clock, one of the days we pick in February from the 12th to the 16th. So we thank Matt. He always says yes. He's always prompt. He's always courteous. And he's always knowledgeable with lots of wisdom. So we thank you, Matt, for inspiring us.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you. All right. Thanks.
Vacate this room because they need to turn it over for the Federation meals. So they're going to have to paint linen and pre-plate everything for those who repurchase the Federation meal ticket. So you know when you're at the club and they play closing time.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe for my treasurer, I lost track of time, so we can give you the grant.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. How long will you be here?
I mean, we'll be around all today and part of tomorrow. Or if we don't meet up, you can certainly send it to me also. It's not an issue, you know.
Okay. Well, we should meet up with you.
Okay.
So I'll have Amory cook. She's the treasurer.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't want you to think that we forgot about
No, not at all. Not at all. That's fine.
Because we're good in our word and we appreciate absolutely. You coming. And I do want to let you know, we don't normally do that for other people, but we'd love to do it for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
I know. But that's on the DL. So if anyone asks you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Oh, okay. Sure. Oh, yes.
Yeah.